this is Jeff Seymour, and welcome to the podcast. Today I'm going to talk about the self-doubt that makes you do stupid stuff. Oh, I'll explain. Before I get started, I want to remind the good people of Vancouver that soon I will be winging my way there. From the 22nd of October through the 27th, I'll be doing two classes a day for 6 days, from 2 to 5 p.m. and 7 to 10. So if you want to be a part of that fiasco, then email me at jeff@reallifeactor.com. And to all my Toronto friends, I do plan on being there during the month of November. So I'll look forward to seeing you and feeling what I'm sure is going to be some crisp fall weather in Toronto. The other day, I was contacted by a student, someone I had trained, a wonderful actress. She wanted me to put her on tape for something and also coach her on another audition. I started it out as I do when I'm discussing an audition. You know, what are your thoughts? Is there something that concerns you? You know, whatever. Because obviously here they are, they're going in. I want to hear about whatever it is, this particular casting office, their nerves are getting the best of them. This is a great part. I really want it. These things that I can start to base our tact on. So she said to me that she had seen a audition specialist. So I said, so what's the problem? The problem is now she's really in her head and it's just really spooking her because she's just thinking about way too many things. Why are you thinking of all these things? Well, apparently the audition specialist gave her a whole litany of things that she needed to do in the room that she needed to focus on. And that got her into her head. And now she's incapable, she feels, of just moving forward without hopefully kind of deprogramming part of that stuff and maybe getting a different hand. So she came back to me because, of course, in class, you know, everything seemed to make sense when we worked together. So I asked her the following questions. One, why did you go to this particular, audition specialist? Well, apparently, this particular woman came highly recommended, and when she looked the person up, she saw just a litany of people. I booked. So I said, so then what happened when you got together? And it turns out that this audition specialist was having her, you know, delineate her beats and, you know, what is your action here? And you've got to do this extra stuff because this is an audition. So you got to make sure you do this. And I said, well, how did all that make you feel? And she said quickly, in my head, I didn't like it. It felt uncomfortable. I came to realize that what she was doing was what many people do when it comes to auditioning. And they imagine that auditioning has to be a completely different animal. It's a hybrid situation, and one has to attack it differently in order to bag the job. And so while in class it made perfect sense that we never discussed acting, we didn't worry about our beats and what kind of action verbs we were playing and this and that, and there was this freewheeling, satisfying way of working in the class, she felt that, well, that just can't be the way it is in an audition. And it made me realize that I know that a lot of actors think that. See, she has this problem, and the problem is that she's just naturally a very good actor. She just has a very basic way. She picks up the material, she understands it. And then she gets in there and she just kind of dukes it out. You know, when she's on stage, when she's working with me, she just kind of works, just goes through it. She just kind of intuitively tries to make sense of the stuff she's talking about. And she doesn't obsess on these things. She goes with her intuition. And I find her work just right out of the box to be very believable and, you know, on point, really. I mean, are there things to work on? Oh, probably always. But by and large, every time she stood up for me and did her work, I always felt that, well, you're definitely on it, one. And two, I'm not watching an actor pulling a lot of levers and trying to make stuff happen that they worked on in their, you know, living room the day before, and now they want to show me all of their, you know, already worked out work. No, she would just kind of go with her instincts. And you see, the reason why that's a problem is because that people that come to it naturally, actors that come to this stuff naturally, they naturally think, well, listen, this can't be all there is to it. I mean, obviously, I'm just up here just saying stuff and, you know, getting a little emotional. I mean, acting has to be a lot more complex than that. I mean, geez, I mean, how are those brilliant performances done? I mean, you got to add a lot of sauce and spices and stuff that I have no idea about. And so there must be something else. Oh, there's a ton else. I'm sure there is. But it has nothing to do with stupid acting stuff. I'm going to just keep saying it, man. It, you know, so here she goes. She's now in her head and she's tormenting herself because she can't stop thinking about a bunch of dumb stuff that some audition specialist gave her. And so I looked up this audition specialist, and she really upsells this whole idea of the people that have booked. And I get it, man. When you see those kinds of stats, it makes you think, well, let me go to the booked place. The problem is that once this particular actor I'm talking about got there, everything, she's had allergic reaction to everything. Yet she fought her instincts, and she decided that, well, while none of this feels right and none of this makes sense and it's not really how I like to work and it's just too many things to think about, it must be the way that it must be what you need to do to be able to bag the jobs, right? Because it's the one thing I'm not doing, and acting must be complex. There must be more trickery. After all, look at all these people that have booked. Okay, first of all, maybe all those people booked. I don't know. Am I really going to look them up? I don't know. I'm not saying this person is false advertising, but... And booked what? And then not only that, you know what I found? I found that a lot of people go in and do good work in spite of the direction they were given. You see, there's a myriad of variables here in the casting process. It's nothing as simple as, I teach people how to run fast, go down to the end of the field, get your stopwatch out, and you click it and watch what happens. People come to me, they're slow. People leave, they set records. It's not like that. We're not judging someone for one thing, their ability to get down a field. Then this would be, yes, go to the person, record. Yeah, definitely go to that person, because that now, you know, that's a pretty good argument. So people come to you, they're slow, and they leave, and they set records. Yep, I guess you figured out how to do this thing. But that's not what happens, you see. Because sometimes people get jobs because of the way they looked, how they sounded, in spite of the work they were doing. You know, your nervousness and self-doubt overrode all the bullshit you were going to be doing that you were told to do by the audition specialist. And so you end up going in there and you're just kind of on your heels and nervous, but dang, they just really love your personality and they know you're nervous. And so all that stuff that you were worried about, you're not thinking about anymore because you got the gig. This person puts you up on the scoreboard, booked. And then you go off and you get to set, now you're calm, and now you're going back to your instincts because you got the gig. Obviously, you know what you're doing, and so you stop thinking about stupid stuff as much. I don't think that we should be talking about who booked what. I don't think that should be the criteria. The criteria should be when the actor comes in and listens to what is said, does it make them feel more confident, more clear, more on it? Is the next time they do the scene better for them? Do they feel, yeah, man? Because let me tell you something. You want to talk about auditions as a special place. Well, this is definitely the one place where it would behoove you to be as confident as possible. Yes? Okay, so anything that I would do that might undermine that confidence, I think right off the bat is a problem. And if I'm getting you to feel nervous about what I'm saying, not quite believing in what I'm telling you, it's not quite clicking, it's not really illuminating your path, it's not making you feel confident, then we might already be in a problem situation, you see, because now I've added to it, you see. I've already added to a situation that makes a lot of people a little nervous, a little excited, and I've added to it by giving you a bunch of bullshit acting balls that I want you to juggle while you go in the room. And the idea, and I've said this and it can't be said enough, that we would compromise those instincts, the very thing that we want to be well paid for and given awards for and heralded for, the very thing, our instincts, right? I mean, because that's what we talk about with actors, isn't it? His instincts, man, his instincts, the way she does that, the way, you know, it's instincts. It's like this thing, it's like this art, right? I mean, when we're really talking about it, when we're really complimenting someone, aren't we talking about what we feel is kind of an intuitive sense? We're not really talking about, oh, that stuff that they probably worked out and worked over and went over and over and over till they were blue in the face and then did it and we couldn't quite tell that they, you know, had done it a billion times. That was really great. That's not really what we feel. What we feel is this stuff just falling right off a truck. Like, man, this person just got up and did this thing and I have no idea how you got there, but man, it just felt like you were baking it fresh right on the spot. That is kind of, I think, what we all collectively, yes, that's what we all aspire to, is it not? I certainly know it is for me. I certainly know that because I know that I've done my best work in life, and in life, man, I just seem to be on the scent of just a few things that are really concerning me, and then everything I've ever learned in my life comes to bear, every bit of negotiating skills, everything that I have in my store, in my personal iCloud, all come to bear. And that is when I think my swordsmanship is at its best. Don't you guys kind of feel that? Isn't that why you're listening to the podcast? Unless you're listening for the first time. But you know that's part of the philosophy here, is that we want to be these artists that are able to kind of ingest the problem, the given circumstance, what's happening and what we're up to and what our job is in this story. And then we just want to be able to tally-ho, man, just freewheel it, go into it. Do that with as much snap, crackle, pop as we muster in life when we are at those zenith moments in life and we are actually clicking on all cylinders and we are ferocious or we are funny or we are sexy or we are whatever we are. I would love, that's what I aspire to have that kind of power. Isn't the thing most of you complain about the fact that you don't feel powerful at all when you go into an audition? You feel weak, you feel confused, you feel scared, you know, it feels like a thing, I can't wait to get it over, and then when you do, let's go have a beer, I got over that one, I don't think I sucked, I think it was all right, you know. So, how is it we get there? We get there by doing a bunch of things, a bunch of steps that really don't feel comfortable, but... because apparently a bunch of people whom I've never met book jobs and who knows how they got them really and why. I'm just going to go do that even though this goes against my instincts. You're all aspiring to be artists. If you cannot trust your instincts by now, then you've really got to sit and think about that, because what is it you're playing at? That, yes, all of this stuff rubs you wrong. It doesn't feel right. It's uncomfortable. That's not making sense to me. But I'm going to go ahead and just doubt my instincts and decide that this other person probably knows what's best for me, what makes me work. And so I will just go ahead and take this cumbersome thing and try and make it work, even though I'm hating every minute of it. I will pretend that these things I'm trying in a class or in this coaching situation makes sense, but all of it is just confusing me, confounding me, making me feel too self-aware. I would never do that like that. This doesn't feel right, but I'm going to doubt my instincts, my own will, and I am going to succumb to whatever you're saying and go in there, and even if it feels uncomfortable, do it because you said so. I think this is actually thwarting the very thing that you are consumed with being. And that is, of course, a confident actor with great instincts. Now, are we born with great instincts? Some are. Most people are born with way better instincts than they show me in class because they're always self-doubting and overthinking and, you know, just being concerned with too many things, how they said that last line. All of these things that we rarely concern ourselves with in life, and certainly not to the degree that we do in an acting class. The reason why I call this approach the real-life actor approach is mainly because I always say, hey, when in doubt, let's turn to the book of life. Let's just look at how people, how things generally go down, and let's make comparisons to that, and let's kind of elaborate and discuss that. Because otherwise, what we're discussing is just some sort of acting calculus that is not based in real life. It's nothing that we ever use. People will convince us we intuitively do that. We intuitively know what our beats are and what our character arcs are and all this other bullshit they want to get you in your head because they really can't talk about human behavior. They really can't talk cogently about what a story is or about what people actually do. There's no theories on that, you see. So what they'll do is they'll berate you on some bullshit antiquated process, and every time you don't act right, then they'll just be able to point to one of 16 things that make no sense to you anyway. You know, you got your beat objective wrong. And you'll go, man, that makes so much sense, a beat objective. Of course, there are beats and you have objectives. I didn't even think about my beat objective. I just stupidly just kept talking when I could have been talking, but then in my head of being aware of my beat objective. And if I was aware of my beat objective and every single beat, and perhaps, you know, I would have, of course, for each beat at least one kind of action verb, you see, if I had those in the forefront of my mind while I was doing this scene, instead of just talking and enjoying myself and making my points, I would be the type of actor that I need to be. How does that stuff not sound stupid? I don't get it. How do we get on in life, man? How do we enter these incredible situations in life where, man, we got to be on it. We got to make points. We got to save our lives. And we never, ever consider this stuff. Look, if you go to the audition specialist, whichever one, and they say, you know, kabuki weird stuff, and it just goes clickety-clack in your head, and then you go in and you book it, and then that happens again and again to where it's not a fluke. Oh, listen, turn this podcast off, man, and do me a favor, send me the email, because I need to go to that place. But you got to stop with the self-doubt, you see. You've got to allow this artistic person in you to decide the types of things that make sense to you, what you want to pursue, why you want to pursue it. It has to make sense in your stomach. It has to make sense in your head. It should be a warm feeling of understanding, of being able to more easily pursue your work, your point, the thing you're trying to do in a scene, to be able to find a way that it doesn't encumber you, but actually releases you into a way of working where you can just kind of giddy up and get on with it. I promise you, anything that feels laborious or cumbersome or like too much, or it isn't the way, man. If it was the way, we would have these thoughts in life when we were pursuing similar things that would be a part of our working mind. It's how we would do stuff. Okay, you would intuitively know about beats? Let's pretend that you did. Let's pretend that intuitively, you see in life, you know what the beats are, and then, but when you act, you have to delineate them. You see, that's the beauty of being real in life, is that the beats just come perfectly, and they just delineate themselves. Okay, let's say for a second that nonsense bullshit right there is true. Okay, you just had a scene at your house. Tell me what the beats are again. Where were the beats? Well, you do them intuitively, but that would have to mean that if you thought about it, you know where they were, right? No, you don't know what they were. They're a magic. It's magic. In real life, you don't know where they are. And you could sit down with a pencil and paper, and you could try and come up with it. And let's say you had a scene with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and let them sit down. I wonder if they would draw the lines at the same beats. I wonder if you guys would perfectly know the beatery of what it was you just did. No, I think not. So what does that mean? It means it's all bullshit. It means that if these beats and these action verbs and these other things are just part of a kind of human fabric, that we're able to do it, and that the sell on this other bullshit is that, yeah, see, live people do it intuitively, but as the actor, because you're not really the character, and we have to learn to be the character, and we have to learn all these things, we have to now, you see, implement the beat usage and action verb usage. We have to then go in there and actually do it and add it and write it down and have it, you see, and then it just becomes a part of your fabric. Okay, well, if that were the case, it would seem to me then that these terms, once understood, I'd be able to tell you that stuff. I'm a relatively smart person. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could. Action verbs. See, immediately I feel like I'm back in school again. And to be honest, sitting in the school kind of gave me the creeps. So I just homework. Now I got to think of that stuff. That stuff just seems like dumb homework to me. As opposed to asking me stuff I'm interested in, like, you know, why am I mad? Why am I glad? What happened? Who's that? What do I need here? What's happening in the story? Why am I treating her this way? Why am I treating him this way? What is it that actually happened, and what do I need them to think? You know, this kind of stuff. Oh, man, I could talk about this, forever. Late into the night. That stuff fascinates me. You want to be the artist you want to be? Trust your instincts. And that means all the time, in every situation. That, to me, is the mark of a true artist. Listen to your inner self. If it feels right, do it. If it doesn't, don't. Don't question it. Don't be preoccupied with lists that say booked, booked, booked. Don't any of that. Those are other people's experiences. This isn't a track race. There's a billion reasons why people get hired. You cannot let any information that doesn't jive with your inner feelings of how things work, you can't let them distort who you are as an artist. Look for clarity. Make sure the stuff is illuminating the path in front of you. It should feel like lights are going on. Confidence should surge through you. Clarity should suddenly present itself in your head. When that's happening, no matter what it is, if it's happening for you, go with that. Trust your instincts. Hopefully someday people are going to pay you a lot of dough for them instincts. All right. That's what I got today. I hope it was helpful. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to a Real Life Actor podcast. This is Jeff Seymour. Real Life Actor podcasts can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. Please tell your friends. And if you're in the Los Angeles area and you'd like to audit one of my classes, send me an email at jeff@reallifeactor.com. Thanks for listening.